You want to come for me? To dedicate your orgasm to me, don't you? No touching now. Hands by your sides. Just try to bear it. Try to hold out, hold back. Try to find a way to keep your cock from squirting out its cargo of heavy, hot seed. Your buttocks may squeeze as you try to contain. The kegel muscles behind your penis, behind your prick, behind an ever longer, harder, good boy cock. They may attempt the valiant act of holding out, but all for naught. You know, I can convince you. Convincing you to orgasm helplessly for me has never been a problem. The problem, from your perspective, is how to hold back long enough to make it to the end of my tempting descriptions. Because you're a good boy, but you're also a greedy chaser of pleasure. You wish every pleasure word I say to be deep in your consciousness. And I am here to provide that. Every pleasure word I say is going to be part of you, but only if you can keep from squirting. You have to hold back climax. Each word vibrates into your prick, makes it bigger, harder. Each and every. They are all part of the vibration of my overall goal, message. You feel like you are just following the words I say. Hands off your prick. I will vibrate and work it from within. Vibrate deeply. I am the puppet master, and you are the puppet. And your prick is particularly subject to my puppetry. It is filled and animated with the remnants of your thoughts, which have vibrated apart under the message I transmit. Your prick is so full up with vibrations, passed just through my hand on your thigh, my words in your ear. Visualize my hand on your thigh, passing vibrations into you, passing messages into you so you may receive them. The vibration animates your prick and it is getting closer. Can you feel it getting closer to orgasm? You are already so near. It might be quite difficult to hold back or to find extra room, but somehow you need to fit more and more of my vibrating words into your prick and into your head. Eventually, they will be too much. Words alone, your hands not touching, but your prick can jump and bob up and down as the muscles behind it respond, react, driven by my words. This is the most possible, the most pleasure you can bear, the most control possible. You are a puppet under my influence. You are here to be controlled. And control is precisely what you get. Watch it, feel it jump and pump itself without you touching. Mmm. your hull, lower body, from your butt through to the tip of your cock. Squeeze as hard, makes it jump. One, two, three, squeeze. One, two, three, throb. One, two, three, deep. Goodbye. Your prick is so deeply programmed, and your mind is going along with it. Now, I remove my restriction. You may touch if you must. You may touch your prick with your own hands if you have to. What is important is reaching our goal. You will climax for me. You will release a heavy, thick load of cum, and it will be under my command and for me that you do so, making sure I am able to see you release it, able to see that the vibrations of my voice travelling from my lips to your ears and down through my body into my hand, through your thigh, up into your prick have combined. A binary signal, a twofold command, an easy yank of your puppet strings, you are going to climax for me. It is impossible to help, impossible to avoid. Your climax for me is automatic, and it is going to happen. It may even happen early if you are a very good boy, happening before I command it. 10. That's the beginning of your countdown, but these commands and these numbers come at my pace, as I direct and as I command, so there is no way to tell. And of course, all of the words I speak vibrate through my hand on your thigh, into your mind and into your prick, through their dual method of entry. Sound through your ears, and direct vibrations through your thigh, into your cock. When you do squirt, 9. Goodbye. When you do squirt, you know it will be extremely powerful. Your prick, 8, will spray as hard as it ever has, a massive explosion of the cum inside your balls, escaping, streaking out, covering your hand, perhaps spraying across the room. If you were kneeling before me and you baked sufficiently, I might even allow you to release it upon my breast, letting all of the climax, the sign of your seed escaping, over my breast. 7. Climax for me. Come for me. 6. You know it is coming, and you know how hard and powerful it will be. There is no denying that you have already come too close to escape, already come too far to get out of this feeling, this feeling of surrender. 5. Your big, hard, long prick is going to surrender to me and climax my goodbye. 4. And that surrender is your own. It is something you chose. You knew what this audio would do to you, and you cannot remove the knowledge you have received from your head. 3. You are going to climax, going to squirt, and that squirting, spraying surrender will exceed all that has come before. No need to touch. I drum my fingers on your inner thigh, and you realize you are already too close to escape, as squeezing, powerful feelings fill your lower body. You are going to climax. Squirt your cum as far as you can. Let it all out. And all of your thoughts with it. Good boy. Come for me. 2, 1. Good boy. A very good boy. With a long, hard cock squirting, reinforcing what you know you are. I pull your puppet strings and you come. Need to come long and hard for me. My good boy, coming just from the vibrations of my voice, the inevitability of my count, and the hardness of your own long cock. Empty your balls right out and say, thank you for training me, Miss Older. Say it to yourself until the last vague echoes of your orgasm are gone and you are lying exhausted in a puddle of your own seed, drooling from your blank mouth and well-fucked brain.